There has been an increase in the request for the allocation of frequencies to operate radio stations in the last 3 months. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Deputy Director of Corporate and Consumer Affairs of the National Communications Authority, Marcus Omelo, said the authority intends to take back some frequencies which have not been in use for some time in order to release them to those who are ready to use them.
We at the National Communications Authority only manage a national asset. The spectrum is a national asset, and we are only custodian of that national asset. We give it out upon request to be used for the good of the people of Ghana. When we've given it out and it has not been used, it's only fair that it reverts back to the authority so that others who may have need of it and hold or personalize it can be afforded the opportunity to do so.
How often or regular do you check whether the people use the frequency that they have acquired or not?
If you have a frequency to operate a radio station, you cannot hide a radio station. Unless everybody would know that this radio station is live or not live. We appreciate that sometimes a few challenges could pop up, for which reason the duration that we have given for you to personalize it may delay. But if it goes beyond everybody's expectation, it would look like you are holding the whole nation to ransom if you are allowed to hold on to it and not use it.
There is also this allegation that there is mad rush for frequencies in order to operate FM stations. Is that accurate?
The request for frequency has not really changed much, but yes, people are asking for frequency.
The point you want to establish is whether it is on the increase, actually, this year.
The record don't suggest so, but I would be quick to add that in the past 3 months or so, many more people have, for instance, made verbal requests. Many more people have expressed the desire for frequency.
What kind of people are these who are eager to acquire frequencies? Have you done any background analysis of them? Are they businessmen, politicians, religious leaders?
You have religious institutions that want frequencies for religious broadcast. You have businessmen that apparently have money or the wherewithal to want to own frequencies. It cuts across. Politicians, you will not know the coloration of a human being, because I have not seen an NPP or an NDC or a PNC apply for a frequency. So as to political coloration, it will be difficult to determine.
But is there any requirement in order to get allocation?
It is free for all. As I talk to you, we are doing a migration from analog to digital radio and television broadcast. If you are committed to this and you have the wherewithal, you can apply and you'll be given if there is the availability of a frequency.
Deputy Director of Corporate and Consumer Affairs of NCA, Marcus Omelo, talking to Bubu Klinogo.